We're looking at the Aseres HaDibros in Parashas Yisro, and we want to analyze what the Ramban has to say about the first mitzvah, the first dibra, which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Yeah, Nochum sitting here. Sit right here. The Torah says as follows: Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim. So immediately following Anochi Hashem Elokech, the first Dibra, we have a losaseh that prohibits us from accepting another God upon ourselves. So one of the things we want to analyze tonight is what's the relationship between Anochi and Lo Yielecha. Now, if you take a look at the first Ramban that we have on your page, which is the Ramban here on Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I want to begin in the second paragraph on the fourth line, Vizu HaMitzvah, Tikare B'divrei Rabosenu, Kabolas Malchu Shamayim. The Ramban identifies the mitzvah of Anochi, the first mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibros, with what we call Kabolas Ol Malchu Shamayim, that we accept upon ourselves the responsibility of Malchus Shamayim. Ki amilos ha'ela, these words, asher hizkarti, heim b'melech k'neged ha'am. When Hashem identifies Himself as He who took you out of Mitzrayim, it's that of a melech who's addressing His nation, His people. V'kach omru b'mechilta. And I will demonstrate this concept of Malchus, of God's sovereign rulership over His people, through the words of the Mechilta. Lo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai, lama nemar. Now there's something bothering the Mechilta. It sounds like the Mechilta does not understand the second of the Aseres HaDibros. Because if we already have Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and we've already accepted upon ourselves Ol Malchus Shamayim, then clearly we don't have any other gods that we accept upon ourselves. We don't worship any other gods. Lama Nemar, please underline those two words, Lama Nemar. I want to come back to that. And the Mechilta says, Lefisha hu omer Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We already have Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Why do we need Lo Yielecha? That's the question of the Mechilta. And in order to answer and justify Lo Yielecha Elohim Acherim, the Mechilta offers a mashal. Mashal Melech Shenichnas LeMedina. The king comes into a certain area. Amru Lo Avadav, and his subjects say to the king, Gizar Aleinu Gzeros. We're ready for your decrees. Amar Lahu La. Wait a minute, hold your horses, we're not ready yet. First, Kishitikablu Malchusai, when you accept upon yourselves my rulership, my kingship, then Exar Aleichem Gzeros. Then I will decree upon you Gzeros. Sheim Malchusai, Malchusi Einchem Mekablim. If you don't accept upon yourselves the Malchus, Gzerosai Hechatem Mekaimim. It's meaningless to fulfill, to live up to my decrees. First you have to accept me as a Melech. That's the Mashal. What's the Nimshal? Kach Omar Amakom Li Yisrael. So to Hashem says to the people of Israel, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. First, accept upon me, upon yourselves, Malchusai. I am Elokecha. Elokecha means your sovereign ruler. Lo Yelecha. I am the God, I identify myself as the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. You accepted my Malchus. You became Avodai. Omer Lohem, that's true. Ah, Kishaki Balta Malchusai, now that you've accepted my Malchus, Kablu Gzerosai, now you're ready to accept what? My Gzeros. Chlomar, says the Ramban. This is the Ramban's edition. Achar Shatem Mekablam Aleichem Umodim Shani Hashem Vani Elokechem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So from the time of Mitzrayim, you already accepted me as your sovereign God. Now, Kablu Kol Mitzvosai. Now you're ready to accept upon yourself all of the mitzvos. So, what makes it possible, according to the Ramban, for Hashem to be Gozer Gzerosai? What's the prerequisite? What's the first step? Kabbalas Malchusai. Once there's Kabbalas Malchusai, then and only then is it possible for Hashem to be Gozer Gzeros. But let's go back to the question of the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, Lo yilecha Elohim acherim al panai lama nemar. Why did the Torah have to tell us not to accept another God? I don't understand the question of the Mechilta. Aren't there many cases in the Torah where there's an essay and a los haseh? Can't you think of many examples? Any examples come to mind? Correct, Shabbat or Yom Tov. You know, the Torah says Tishbos, and the Torah says Lo Tasu Kol Melacha. Hashavas Aveda is both Hashav Teshivim and Lo Sucha L'Salem. Chametz is Tashbisu and Lo Yirah Bayimotze. I don't know if there's an essay in Kashrus, maybe. There's a mitzvah, B'dikas Simoni Kashrus, but it's not really a mitzvah. In any event, we have many examples of an essay in the Los Aser. The Los Aser comes to strengthen the essay. So why is the Mechilta so bothered by the fact that after Anochi comes Lo Yilecha? And I want to prove to you that according to the Ramban, Lo Yelecha is the Lo Saseh of Anochi. Take a look at the Ramban a little bit later on in this parsha. The Ramban, you'll see, it's the second major source on your page. He says, Vanira Eli, it seems to me that when the Torah says this is in Pasuk Yud Beis, Kel Kanda, what is Kel Kana going on? Alo Yelecha. That corresponds to Lo Yelecha. The Omar, and the Torah says about Hashem, V'Oseh Chesed, that corresponds to Alanochi. Says the Ramban, what's the relationship between Kel Kana and Oseh Chesed? Ki Ha'onesh, meaning Kel Kana, God is the jealous God, zealous God who meets out punishment. Yavo al mitzvah lo saseh. Vaschar, and the reward, al mitzvah saseh. So what's the mitzvah saseh of Anochi? It's Kabbalas Malchus HaKel. And what's the lo saseh of rejecting the Kabbalas Malchus HaKel? Vazharas avodaso zulaso. If we take upon ourselves to worship anything but God. Says the Ramban, Kabbalas Malchus and Azharas Avoda Zulaso Inyan Echad. What does Inyan Echad mean? The two sides of the same coin. There's the essay of Kabbalas Malchusai, and then there's the Los Aser of lo yilcha, not to worship another god. So it's very clear from the Ramban that the first two of the Aseres HaDibros go together. One is the essay of Kabbalas Malchusai, and the other is the Los Aser of not accepting the Malchus, the sovereign rulership of another god. So why is the Mechilta so bothered? Lama Nemar. Why did the Torah have to say Lo Yilcha? It's another example of, as the Ramban places puts it, a Los Aser that's coming to strengthen an Aser. That's my question. Now, you know that the Rambam has authored a Sefer HaMitzvot, a compilation of the 613. And you also know that the Ramban writes Hasagos on the Rambam. So in the Hasagos of the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvot, we have something called Mitzvos Sheshachachan Halavim. He has an analysis of mitzvos that the Rambam, according to the accusation of the Ramban, omitted. And in this context, the Rambam has codified the first of the 613 mitzvos as the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to believe in one God. Correct? And the Bahag leaves it out. Does everybody know about that? Oh, this is new to you? Let me emphasize, this is very important.
The Bahag doesn't put Anochi Hashem Elokecha as the first mitzvah.
Correct. The Bahag omits Anochi Hashem Elokecha as the first mitzvah. He doesn't count belief in God as one of the mitzvahs at all. And the Ramban is going to be very bothered by the Bahag. What he finds common in both the Rambam and the Bahag, which he's very supportive, he's very happy of that, is counting a different law. In Parshas Vaschanon, that's Dvarim Perek Vav, the Torah says, "He shomer lecha pentishkach es Hashem alokecha sherot tzisi hotziacha me'eretz Mitzrayim ibeis avodim." The Torah warns us not to forget our God who took us out of Mitzrayim, from the house of slavery. So the Ramban in his Hasagos writes, "Mitzvah Rishona Shedimnenu, of the Losa says, the first of the Losa says, is that we have to avoid forgetting that not one of us should forget Emunas Elokus, the belief in one God." The Inyan Hamaniya Hazos Shinitztavenu Mitzvah Rishona B'Kabolas Malchus Shamayim. So we have a positive mitzvah of Kabolas Malchus Shamayim. What's the source in the Torah for the Kabolas Malchus Shamayim? Remember the Ramban that we discussed? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the source for the positive mitzvah. And what does this mean? Klomar shenamin sheyesha loka poel kol nimtzos. We have to believe that there's one God who created everything. Motzion me'ayin muchlad. He generated them into existence from nothingness. Elayesh, into existence. Shein olav, and each thing that has its existence was generated by God. And he goes on, and then he quotes the pasuk Husha Amar Yisparach V'Yisal Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shetzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim Shehi Mitzvah Be'emuna. And the Rambam indeed counts the mitzvah Be'emuna from Anochi as the first of the Taryag. And then he continues and he says, V'kof alono, I'm skipping a few words, Miniya means a losaser, B'kfira mimenu, in denying God's existence. V'hu amro, and that's the source in the Torah, He shomer lecha, Pentishkach es Hashem Elokecha, Asher otzeisicha meretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis avodim, Yirtze bazeh, what does it mean? Shalom nishkach elokus v'nichpar. We shouldn't deny the existence of God. Oh, Nistapek Bo, should have any doubts about it. So Rabosai, when you look at this Hasag of the Ramban, what would be your answer to the following question? What's the flip side of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? What's the Losaseh, which is the exact correlation corresponding to Anochi as an Aseh? But what pasuk in the Torah is it? What? Again, are you looking at the same Ramban that I'm looking at? We'll look at the third source, Shmuel. Hasogas a Ramban l'sefer mitzvahs. Does the Ramban here mention lo yelecha? He doesn't mention lo yelecha. What lav does he mention? He shamel cha pentishka kas Hashem elokecha. He says that he shamel cha pentishka is the losaseh that enjoins us from forgetting the one God and coming to deny His existence. So Rabosai, what question should we ask now when we go back to the Aseres HaDibros? That's right, according to the Ramban in his Hasogas on Sefer HaMitzvahs, the right choice for the losaseh of Anochi would be Pentishkach. Why is Pentishkach, Yishomelcha Pentishkach as Hashem Elokecha, omitted from the Aseres HaDibros? It would be a perfect choice for the losaseh, which prohibits a Jew from forgetting the existence of God or doubting the existence of God, and that would be the flip side of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the Ramban says it explicitly. Very strange. But I want to learn with you another Ramban. I put together a whole bunch of Rambans for you here. That's part of the work that I have to do here to prepare this class. You have to look at a lot of different Rambans and try to weave them together. Let's look at the Ramban's comment on the Sefer HaMitzvos, but in this case, Mitzvah Saseh Aleph. The Ramban says as follows. He's trying to understand the Bahag. What did we say about the Bahag? He omits Anochi Hashem. The belief in God is not counted as a mitzvah. And the Ramban wants to understand why the Bahag would have omitted belief in God. Says the Ramban, the im tia b'chol makom mitzvah sheyomar de'uva aminu shani Hashem shehotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim va'asu mitzvosai im kol zelo yovo b'cheshbon. He says, even though for sure the Bahag admits, he can't possibly deny, that we have to believe that God, who took us out of Mitzrayim, commands us in the mitzvos, and we are obligated to believe that God exists and He commanded us in His mitzvos. Im kol zeh, despite that fact, says the Ramban, lo yavo b'cheshbon ha-mitzvos. It will not be incorporated, enumerated as one of the Tariq mitzvos. Why not? So please underline the next few words in the Ramban. He says, ki hu ha'ikar vehein hatoldos. Now who can give me a substitute for the word ikar? An av, correct. The Ramban is saying that there is an av and there are toldos. Just like we have in Hilchos Shabbos, in Melechos Shabbos. Says the Ramban that all the mitzvos, according to the Bahag, are counted, but they're all toldos. But there's an av that underlies and forms the foundation for all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And what is that av? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But the Bahag counts lo yelecha in the Taryah. That's going to be my problem. So Ariel, hold on to your question. Just let's go slowly, step by step. We're going to try to understand, according to the Ramban, why the Bahag omits Anochi Hashem Elokecha from his counting of the Taryah. The Ramban claims that there's an av. Without the av, there are no mitzvahs. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the Av, because what is the content of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? What do you say? What else? Not just belief in God. Look at the Ramban again. Rabbi Osai, please read the Ramban very carefully. That's why I always try to use this as an occasion to emphasize how important every word in the Ramban is. The Heilige Ramban. Right, but what is Anochi Hashem? Define it. Somebody said belief in God, but if you look carefully in the Ramban, he adds another two words. Not just belief in God, but also what? What do you say? Right, okay. It's a triumph in a sense, proves that God exists and we know about God. But what else? The Asu Mitzvosai. This is very critical that the Ramban adds the Asu Mitzvosai. Because what the Ramban is telling us is that Anochi Hashem Elokecha has two different parts to it. Let's go back to the first Ramban again. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You back to the top of the page. Hadibur Azeb Mitzvah Saseh. Omar Anochi Hashem Yoreh. This teaches us. V'yitzav Osam commands the Jewish people. Sheyedu V'yaminu Kiyesh Hashem. Number one, that we have to know and believe that there is God. But that's not the end of it. Vehu Elokim Lahem. What does that mean? Vehu Elokim Lahem. What does the word Elokim mean? He is your sovereign ruler. He is your melech. Klomar. He's Hove Kadmon. He exists and he is Kadmon from before the world. Everything was generated by him. Now look at the next few words. Please underline this. Vehu Elokim Lahem. What does that mean? Vehu Elokim Lahem? Right, it says Anochi Hashem means I am God. God exists. He's the first power. He generates everything into existence. Yesh Me'ayin. He's all powerful. But then it says Elokecha. What does Elokecha add?
He's your ruler. Like he's
correct. A whole other attitude. A whole other dimension. He's your ruler. Correct. V'hu Elokim lahem. Shechayovim la'avod oso. This is the punchline. I don't know, I didn't think about that. Will you think about that? I want to think about something else for a moment. Okay? Because I can't focus on everything at the same time. What I want to focus your attention on is the twofold nature and content of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha according to the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that to fulfill Anochi Hashem Elokecha means two things. Number one, to accept the existence of God. That's what we call belief or faith. And what's number two? Correct. Chayavim lavodoto. That means to accept his malchus. That's for who Elokim at lahem shechayovim lavodoso. Now, if that be the case, my friends, why is it crystal clear? Why is it understandable that God identifies himself as Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? How does Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim accomplish the two parts of the mitzvah of Anochi? Well, let's go to the first part. Excellent. Number one, the fact that he took us out of Mitzrayim with all the miracles means that he exists. That he's the manhig, he's the ruler, he controls the world. But number two, it means that we have to accept what? We have to accept the mitzvahs. We have to accept God as our sovereign ruler, which is called what? Avdus, right? Avdus to the Melech. And why are we Avodim to the Melech? Because he took us out of Mitzrayim. The very fact that he through his divine providence, intervened in the history of Klal Yisrael to save them and redeem them from slavery, that itself engenders our obligation to serve him. So Asher Otzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim accomplishes two goals and engenders the two dimensions that make up the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokech. Number one, the existence of God. And number two, no less important, accepting the Malchus of Hashem. And again, if you look in the next paragraph, V'tami Beis Avodim, why does the Pasuk add those two words? Anochi Hashem Elokech Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim Mibeis Avodim, says the Ramban, Shayu Omdim Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim Shvuyim Leparo V'Omer Lehem Zeh Sheim Chayovim Sheyia Hashem Agolo V'Nichpa V'Nora Zeh Lohem Lelokim. So the Sheim Agolo HaKavod V'Nichpad V'Nora is what? Yud Kei Vav Kei. But then the Ramban says Lios Lachem Lelokim. That's the other name of God. What's the difference between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim? Says the Ramban, the Yud Kei Vav Kei reflects God as the creator of the universe, the omnipotent, all powerful creator. And what's Elokim? Says the Ramban, Shiavdu. What does the word Shiavdu mean? He's a sovereign ruler. So God identifies himself with two names. Why? Why both Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Elokim? Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei means God is what? As creator. And what's Elokim? He's a ruler. So the Avdus Hashem is really Avdus of Elokim. And therefore, says the Ramban, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha imposes a twofold obligation upon the Jew. Number one, we have to accept God as an existing being. And number two, even more important, we have to accept His Malchus. Again, look at the end of this paragraph that starts with the word V'tami Beis Avodim, where the Ramban quotes the Mechilta. What does the Mechilta say about the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Remember the mashal. The king comes in and the people say, well, let's, Mr. King, right, give us your decrees. So the king says, no. You want decrees? First what? First, accept me as your king. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Kishakibalte Malchusai, once you accept God as your sovereign king, then Kablu Gekzerosai. So Rabosai, why does the Bahag omit Anochi Hashem Elokecha from the Tariq Mitzvahs? What was the Ramban's answer? Because it's the Av. What's the difference between the Av and the Toldos? The Toldos are the Gzeros, and the Av makes the Gzeros possible. It makes it meaningful. A Gzera can't be meaningful unless first there's a Kabbalah's Malchus. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha, people think, and I think they make a big mistake, and I was one of those people till I learned this Ramban, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha means believe in God. No, it's much more than that. It's accept God as your Melech. Declare yourself as a committed Eved to serve your master, your Melech, your king. That's included in the word Elokecha. Elokecha means your sovereign ruler. He's Mimele. I understand the Bahag very well. Says the Bahag, you can't count, you cannot include Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the Taryag. Why not? Because until you accept the Malchus of Hashem, that He's your Melech, the Gzeros are meaningless. What are the Taryag Mitzvahs? Those are the Taryag Toldos, which means what? What's another word for Toldos? Gzeros. We come into the king, we want his Gzeros. The king says, wait a minute, you're not ready for Gzeros. First you have to accept my Malchus. So accepting the Malchus is the Av, is the prologue to Xero.
Really understanding that, like, if that were so, first of all, why does it say Eli Kecha? They haven't accepted it.
No, Anochi Hashem Elokecha says I'm imposing upon you the obligation. Number one, to accept me as Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Kel Hagadol Anichbad Vanora, the existing being. And number two, Elokecha, accept me as your Elokim. And all this comes back to what period of time? What episode in Jewish history? Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why, what's the last pasuk in the third parsha of Kriyat Shema? Yeah, but how does the pasuk go? Can you read it to me? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzisichem Eretz Yitzrayim Lios Lachem Lelokim. I took you out of one avdus in order for you to accept me as your Elokim, meaning to accept another avdus. That's called Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim.
One's not accepting Hashem Baruch Hu as the Melech, then he's not accepting that Baruch Hu is Shamayim.
No, I'm just saying that if he accepts God as an existing being, but he's not committed to make himself into an Eved Hashem, then he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Anochi in its full blast. He has half the mitzvah of Anochi. Well, no, again, according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah. The Ramban wants to say that even the Av is included in the mitzvah. And that's the Rambam Shita. But the Bahag omits it because in order to have Gzeros, you first need to accept the Malchus. But what's most important for us tonight, this is what I want you to take out of the Shia tonight, which to me is a radical Chiddush, is that Kabbalas O Malchus Shomayim is the first mitzvah of Anochi. Anochi means not some sort of philosophical belief in the existence of a deity, but much more than that. It's our commitment that you, God, took us out of Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim, so that we will accept our commitment as Avodim to serve you. That's called Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. Why is that possible that we mentioned before? Asher Tzisicham Eretz Mitzrayim Yosachem Elokim. Why is it integrated into Kriyat Shema? Is that just coincidental? But why is it incorporated to the mix of Kriyat Shema? Exactly, because Kriyat Shema is Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim.
Isn't that only the first parsha? The first parsha is O Malchus Shamayim, the second one is O Mitzvahs.
The three different parshios form one entity. They are all different aspects of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There are different dimensions of accepting God. Number one, you have to believe that He exists. Number two, you have to accept that He's your commander in chief. And number three, because He took you out of Mitzrayim, Beis Avodim, therefore Lios Lachem Lelokim. Now, if we have two more minutes, I just want to show you how much significance the Ramban places on the name Elokim. You'll see here in the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, when he talks about the mitzvah of Mila, which is commanded to Avraham Avinu, so he adds a few words. God adds a few words. He says, "Va'yisi lachem lelokim." This is in Bereishis, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yud Ches. Why does Hashem say, "Va'yisi lachem lelokim"? Says the Ramban, "Shehu bichvodo yanhig osam." He, God, bichvodo. What do you think the Ramban means by bichvodo? Okay, glory. Okay, I also knew it when you would say that. Wonderful. But can you tell me, what is he trying to convey to us? Bichvodo. Did you ever hear the phrase bichvodo va'atzmo? Did you ever hear that phrase? Lo al yedei shaliach velo yedei malach el bichvodo va'atzmo? Directly without any what? Without any intermediaries. That's what the Torah wants to tell you. God promises Avram that his descendants will inherit the land. Which land? Not Kew Garden Hills, right? But the land of Israel. Shehu bichvodo yadhigosam, that he directly, through no intermediary, will direct and control the people of Israel. Lo yiyu bimemshelas kochav umazol, not like all the other nations who come under the control of various delegates and intermediaries. Kochavim umazolos ein mazol b'Yisrael. Kasha yisbar od b'Torah. And the Ramban is going to expand upon this in Parshas Achrimos, that the divine providence over the land of Israel and over the people of Israel is direct. He controls us. Whatever we have, He gives us directly. And therefore what? If God is responsible through the name Elohim, Lios Lachem Elohim, to bestow upon the people of Israel everything that we have in a direct relationship, then what is God to us?
A ruler.
Exactly. He's our Melech. The Melech has the right to demand that you fulfill his Zeros. Why? Because he controls us. He's the sovereign ruler. He's the manhig, directly, through no intermediaries. And that's why we get Taryag Mitzvahs. They'll get a few something or other. But we get the Taryag Mitzvahs. Why? Because God is the manhig over our people directly, through no intermediary. Okay, Rabosai, I think they're going to start Meyer, so we'll take a break. I didn't get halfway through what I had prepared for you. But we want to eventually explain the Mechilta and what the Mechilta's question about Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim, and why the Torah did not say Yishar Melecha, which according to the Ramban is the flip side of Anochi, right here in the Aseret Sedivos. Maybe you're brilliant enough to figure out the answer. So now we have a few more minutes, and in the quiet, now we have a little more peace and quiet. I don't have to scream. Let's try to finish what we began. And we understand now that the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha and the emphasis on the word Elokecha is that who, as the Ramban had said, who Elokim Lachem, he is your sovereign ruler, Shechayovim Lavod Oso. That's what we accept upon ourselves, the Avdus and the old Malchus Shamayim, that will make it possible for Hashem to be Gozer his Gzeros, to make his decrees, because we've accepted him as the sovereign king, as the Elohim Lachem, and therefore Yavduhu. And we have to understand that even though the nations of the world also come under God's control, but it's a different kind of relationship. The divine providence over the nations is through kochavim, through mazols, through intermediaries, some sort of delegates, and therefore their level of commitment to Hashem is much lower. But ours, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, we have to observe the decrees of the Melech, because the Melech is really on top of us, so to speak. It's a hands-on relationship. It's direct, through no intermediaries. And that's the concept of Elohim as the manhig, without any bichvodo. If you remember the Ramban's language in Parshat Milo, where it says Ve'isi lachem Elohim shu bichvodo yanhig osam v'lo b'mifsheles kochav umazel. So it becomes clear, and let's just summarize this point, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha integrates two different dimensions. Number one, the belief and the faith in the existence of God, and number two, our acceptance, our commitment to serve Him and to fulfill His decrees. And therefore, the Bahag sees in this Anochi Hashem Elokecha not a mitzvah per se, but rather the av of all the mitzvahs, because it's only after we accepted the Malchus of Hashem that the mitzvahs are meaningful, that God could now, as the king, issue his decrees. But again, we have to understand why the Bahag does incorporate into the lav, into the Taryag, the lav of Yishar Melecha Pentishkach. Just like he doesn't incorporate Anochi, because it's an av for all the mitzvahs, he should have omitted Hishamar Lecha, which means don't forget the existence of God, which is a losas to the flip side of Anochi, as we saw in the Ramban, and the Ramban calls the two inyan echad, that too should be considered an av for all the losases in the Torah, and therefore he should have omitted it. But the answer I found in a sefer here called Shalmei Nachum, he says the following. It's a very profound idea. He says that since Anochi incorporates both Emuna and Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, our acceptance, our commitment to fulfill all the mitzvahs of Hashem, whereas the Losas of Hisham Lecha, Pentishkach, is completely focused on only one dimension, namely the Emuna, the belief in the existence of God. There's no mention here and no relationship to Kabbalas Mitzvahs. And therefore, when the Bahag says that the mitzvah of Anochi has to be omitted in the count of the mitzvahs because it's the Av, it's because the Anochi Hashem Elokech includes Kabbalas Malchus Hashem, Kabbalas all mitzvahs. And therefore, it has to be omitted because it's the Av that facilitates the Tzivui of all the mitzvahs. Masha'enkein, in the case of Pentishkach, when the Torah says, we'll read the pasuk again, Hisham lecha Pentishkach es Hashem Elokecha, es Hashem asher tzisicha me'etz Mitzrayim, that means that we cannot forget the existence of God, the powerful, almighty God, who generated the world into existence, who through a supernatural intervention changed the course of nature through miracles. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Don't forget God. But the issue of Kabbalas Ol Malchus, that concept is not reflected at all in the Losas of Pentishkach. And maybe it makes sense, because since Ol Malchus Shamayim reflects or relates, I should say, to all the mitzvahs, so that could come under a positive command of Anochi. Anochi means to be Makabel, the Malchus of Hashem, and his sovereign rulership vis-a-vis all Tariq mitzvahs. The Losaseh would mean to reject God's Malchus, his sovereign rulership, and that would relate to every single one of the mitzvahs individually. It would be a rejection of each and every individual mitzvah. That can't come under a Losaseh. Losaseh has to be related to one specific mitzvah. The essay could be a general Kabbalah, but not the Losaseh. But let's explain further that the fundamental Kabbalas Malchus, which is incorporated into Anochi and sets up Anochi not just as a mitzvah but as an Av, as the root for all the mitzvahs, that Kabbalas Malchus is because this is the mitzvah through which there is a chalos, if you will, Kabbalas Kol HaMitzvahs. Through Anochi and its fulfillment, we accept upon ourselves all mitzvahs. And as a result of that Kabbalah, God can now command us in all the mitzvahs. All the gzeros, HaMelech, makes sense. The Melech can now issue his decrees, because we already have a Kabbalah in which we accepted Hashem as HaMelech and committed ourselves to heed all his commands. We are his Avadim. And therefore, Anochi Hashem Elokech is considered an Av, and the Bahag says it's not incorporated into the gzeros, into the mitzvos. Because first it's the Av. First, fundamentally, you accept Hashem as the Melech who has the ability to make these commands. Then you count the commands. Therefore, that only applies to the mitzvah say, but when it gets to Yishar Melecha Pentishkach, that doesn't have any relationship to Kabbalas Malchus, as we said before, but it only relates to the first dimension of belief in God as the divine being, and therefore it's not an Av for all the other mitzvahs. And if it's not an Av for all the other mitzvahs, because it doesn't incorporate Gzeiras HaMelech, then it itself becomes a Gzeira. It itself becomes a command to believe in God, or in the Losas said not to forsake the belief in God, and therefore it's counted in the Tariq Mitzvahs. And now we understand that Pentishkach is not really the lav of the mitzvah Anochi. Right? What was our original question? We wanted to know, why did the Torah go from Anochi to Lo Yielecha? If the Ramban identifies Pentishkach as the flip side of Anochi. So we ask the question, why doesn't Pentishkach appear here as the second of the ten Aseres Adibros? But the answer is because Los Pentishkach is not really the flip side of Anochi. When the Ramban says it's in Yon Echad, what he meant was with regard to the first dimension, the first aspect, namely the belief in God. And Pentishkach says, don't forsake that belief in God. But the aspect of the second dimension and aspect of Anochi, namely the Kabbalah's Malchus, that, although it's part of Anochi, it doesn't find its parallel. It's not mirror imaged in Pentishkach. So Anochi is the first of the Aseres HaDibros. It's the Av that engenders all the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, because as a result of being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, now the Melech could be Gozer his Gzeros, Hashem can give us his mitzvahs. Which Lav is the flip side of Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, of accepting God as our Elohim, as our sovereign ruler? The answer is, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. You should have no other gods. Again, the word Elohim is crucial here. That name of God, which indicates, reflects on his sovereign rulership. Don't accept any other power, any other god, as your sovereign ruler. That expresses the concept of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. Because what undermines the antithesis of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim is Kabbalah's Elohim Acherim. That word Elohim Acherim, which is supposed to indicate Almighty God, you've substituted instead an avoda for some other being, for some other power that you believe in, and therefore you usurped and vitiated the avoda Tashem. The avoda has to be an avoda of an Evet Hashem and only Tashem. He's the only Elohim. That's the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The antithesis of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai. Mashen Kim Pentishkach. Pentishkach is only the antithesis of belief in God. It's the denial of God's existence, but it does not contain within it the element of Kabbalah's Malchus. And therefore it's not really the flip side of Pentishkach. And when the Ramban in Parshas Vaeschanan addresses the Chomer, the severity of the Isra of Avodah Zarah, of accepting upon oneself another God, and he addresses Klal Yisrael, and he says, Kisha'alna liyomim rishonim, asher hayu lefanecha. So the Ramban says, and this you'll see at the bottom of page 1 of your Maror Makomos page, going on to page 2, Yomar lo yimchol v'lo yarech Hashem lechem al avodah zarah, God will not be merciful and forgive you for the sin of avodah zarah, l'ashchos v'pesel v'chol t'muna. Why? Ki osa imochem mashlo osa l'chein l'chol goy me'olam. Because God's relationship to you, the Jewish people, is unique. He doesn't have that relationship to any other nation. Sheshmiach hakol elokim medaber mitoch ha'esh, l'mantia yirosa al pneichem, v'siyachdu oso v'lo sashchisu. Now look at this, Ramban. V'lokach eschem lo goy mikerev goy, is referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim, b'masos, b'osos, uv'mosin. And why? What does this engender, the fact that God took us out of Egypt? Shalotavdu lizulaso. Don't accept the sovereign rulership of any other being. Your avoda has to be singly directed towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, who took you out of Mitzrayim. He took you out of Avdus. You now become an Evet Hashem. V'hine hereisicha beinecha kol zeh. Wadas ki Hashem hu Elokim. It's not coincidental that the Ramban at this juncture quotes the Pasuk Hashem Elokim. Hu echad u'shmo ha'kavein od milvado. Why is God so strict? Why is He unwilling to be forgiving and kind and compassionate with regard to the Yisra Avodah Zorah? Because when Hashem addresses Klal Yisrael, He tells Klal Yisrael that His relationship to you is like none other. It's like His relationship, it doesn't compare to His relationship to any other nation. He took you out of Mitzrayim. The Osos uvimosim, Hishmiyam es kolom edar mitoch eish. Therefore, the Yisra Avodah Zorah is so severe, to such extent, that Hashem it's not mochel, someone who violates this prohibition. And the Ramban is trying to understand, to make us understand, that through Yetzias Mitzrayim we became committed as a nation to be in Miachid his name. And what do we learn from this, Ramban? Why is Avodah Zarah so chamur? And the answer is because of our chiyuv Avodas Hashem. We have an obligation to serve Hashem. We accepted upon ourselves that commitment through the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Isra Avodah Zarah that's addressed to Klal Yisrael is an extension of that special chiyuv that we have to serve Hashem, to be Oved Hashem, which is a result of the fact that we left Mitzrayim, and there in Mitzrayim we reach the level of Hashem, Hu Elokim. He is your divine ruler. And therefore we as a nation have a special, unique chiyuv, an obligation, a commitment to serve Hashem, because Hashem, Hu Elokecha, He is your God, as the Ramban says it, Shelo Tavod Lezuloso, Ki Hu Elokim. He is your sovereign ruler, you are His servants. And we understand very well why the mitzvah of Anochi, which incorporates the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, and because of this Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, we are obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs. We understand that therefore, with regard to Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, the Jewish people get this lav, this special lav, that's addressing the Jewish people not to accept any Elohim Acherim. And that's a result of our unique obligation, Liovdo, to serve Hashem because of the great compassion that God had on us, and He took us out of Mitzrayim. So this lav of Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim is really the appropriate lav, as the flip side of Anochi of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Because of Anochi of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, we have committed ourselves, we are obligated to be Mekayim His mitzvos. He is our sovereign ruler, we are His Avodim. Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, don't accept avdus to worship any other god. There's no other commander, there's only one commander. You've accepted it, you've committed yourself, that's Anochi. And therefore, right after Anochi, comes the love of Lo Yelecha, not the love of Yishomelcha Pentishka. Yishomelcha Pentishka is not appropriate here in this context. That's only about the belief in God. We're talking about God as your Melech. Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, don't accept any other Melech. And now we understand the depth of the question in the Mechilta. Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim Lama Nemar. What the Mechilta was bothered by was our question. Why is Lo Yelecha the chosen Dibra as the flip side following immediately after the positive Anochi? Why not Hishamalcha Ben Tishkach? And the answer is, says the Mechilta, Mashal Amad Avredome, it's like the king who enters into the city and the people come and say, give us your Xeros. And the Melech says, wait a minute, first you have to be Makabal my Malchus. And then, and only then, after you makabel my malchus, then I can be gozer my gzeros. Therein lies the answer to the question of the Mechilta, Lo Yelecha Lama Nemar, why was Lo Yelecha chosen? What was the deliberate choice to juxtapose Lo Yelecha as the flip side of Anochi Hashem? The answer is because a Melech comes in and he first demands of his servants, of his subjects, that they accept upon themselves his malchus. Then and only then can he be gozer his gzeros. The flip side of that mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not Hishomelcha Pentishka. As we said before, that prohibition is very specific and very limited. It only applies to belief in God and the existence of God. But rather, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, which is a rejection of the Malchus of Elokim. Elokim is the Elokim that is your Melech. And here in the Sefer Shalmei Nachum, he adds a piece to answer the famous question, why don't we find a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Nusach of a classical Birchas HaMitzvah Tzivanu, with regard to Kriyat Shema? We do find in the Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in his Hakdamah to Seder Zroim, that we don't recite a bracha on Kriyat Shema because we have Birchas Kriyat Shema, and the Birchas Kriyat Shema suffices. Al kein roach chacham hazel aska b'brachos. Shekol Misha Ochel Ein Lo Rishus Lechol Ad Shivrot. The Rambam says that Rebbe began Seder Zroim with brachos, because that's the beginning of everything. We want to be misaking the mazon by reciting the brach. Then the Rambam says, "Acher kach roal asaking dvarav kidei shlo yiyach chaser binyamin inyon leficha diber al klala brachos shodom chayev mazonos falam mitzvos v'yein lecha mitzvah shodom chayev b'bechol yom el kriyat shma bilvat v'yein nochon ledaber bebirchas kriyat shma kodem shidaber al kriyat shma atzmo leficha chizkil. It's clear from the Rama that the reason why Rebbe, when he organized the Mishnayos, he started with the Mishnah Me'emasai Korin with Kriyat Shema, because in Brachos, we have to recite a Bracha before every mitzvah, and the mitzvah that applies daily is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires the Brachos, and the Brachos on this mitzvah are the Birchas Kriyat Shema. And the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin also reiterates the same idea, that the brachos that we recite over the Kriyat Shema are in effect the Birchas Kriyat Shema over the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Ramban in Masechta Brachos likewise identifies and defines the Birchas Kriyat Shema as Birchas HaMitzvah. He says it explicitly. And since the bracha of Avas Olam is a birchas hamitzvah of a kriyat shema, therefore there's no room for amen. It would become a hefsek between the birchas hamitzvah and the mitzvah itself. So we see clearly both in the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos and in Hilchos Brachos, and in the Ramban, in his commentary on Masechta Brachos Yud Aleph, that birchas ava rabba is a birchas hamitzvah of a kriyat shema. But we don't understand, every single birchas hamitzvah was formulated in the language of Shekin Shonim, it's also vitzivanu. Why in this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema did Chazal avoid the classical nusach, the classical formula of Asher Kidshonu Mitzvos Tzivanu, and instead they substitute Ava Rabba or Avas Olam? Why weren't they misaken a classical nusach Asher Kidshonu Mitzvos Tzivanu? What's unique about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema as opposed to all other mitzvahs? And the answer is because Kriyat Shema is the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim. All the mitzvos are called Gzeirosov, and they form the Taryah. But Kriyat Shema is a different kind of a mitzvah. Kriyat Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim. Through Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim, we become committed and obligated in all the Gzeiros. But without Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim, there's no room for mitzvos. There's no possibility of Gzeiros. As we saw in the Mechilta that we started with in the Ramban, without Kabbalas Malchus, we can't have the Gzeiros. So the Nusach HaBrach Asher Kidshonu, the classical Nusach, the formula Asher Kidshonu, it's also Tzivanu, is appropriate once we have the Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. Now Kidshonu, it's also Tzivanu. Now you commanded us. Now we're obligated in your Gzeiros because we've accepted all Malchus Shamayim. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense to say Asher Kidshonu Mitzvos Tzivanu with regard to Kriyat Shema. We find similar Rashi in the sugi of Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu. Rashi says, Lav Lehenos Nitnu LiYisrael Lios Kiyumam Lahem Hano Ela La'ol Al Tzavreyem Nitnu. The mitzvos are an ol, their responsibility placed on our shoulders. And why? Because of Anochi. Once we have the Anochi, once we committed, we've accepted upon ourselves the Malchus Shamayim, then we're ready for the old mitzvahs. And it's interesting that the Ramban, in one of his comments on the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Lo Tzaseh Hei, he says, Hishvu kulam lekabel esvar b'leif echad lekabel Malchus Shamayim b'simcha. He doesn't use the concept that Rashi uses to describe our commitment to the mitzvahs, all Al Tzavreyem. Instead he says Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim B'Simcha. Although all the mitzvahs are in all, they are the gzeros, the decrees of the Melech. But before that comes Kabbalas Malchus. And Kabbalas Malchus is something that requires Ratzon. It requires that inner existential will of a soul, of a Jewish soul, and it's got to be B'Simcha. All the mitzvahs are Tzivuyim, and the Nusach of a Tzivano is appropriate. But in this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which essentially is Kabbalas Ol Malchuso, the tzur of the mitzvah, the form of the mitzvah, is Kabbalas Aleichem, Kibalti Aleichem, Kibaltim Aleichem is Ol Malchusai. Now we're ready for the Gzeros. Now we're ready for the Tzivanu. Therefore, we understand very well that although Avarabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah, it does describe the mitzvah, and it does function as a substitute for the classical Birchas HaMitzvah, nevertheless, we understand why the Asher Kitshar Mitzvos of Tzivanu is not used, is not appropriate for Kriyat Shema. The word Vitzivanu in the classical formula of Birchas HaMitzvah means it's an ol, it's a responsibility. As Rashi says regarding Lav Lehenos Ninu, it's not for our Hanoah, but rather it's an ol al Tzavreham. That doesn't apply to Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema is the Kabbalas Malchus. That has to be Miratzon, not as an ol, not as a yoke that's thrust upon us with a sense of compulsion, but rather it's a Ratzon. Kriyat Shema requires an inner will, a freedom of man to accept upon himself the sovereign rulership of the Melech, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Hanochi in its full blast with all its dimensions. That has to come B'Simcha, not Mitoch Ol. And therefore, we understand why Chazal in the Gemara in Makkos emphasize that Kriyat Shema has Reish Mem Ches Tevos Kiminyan Evarei Ha'anam. And the famous Medrash that the Ramban brings in Masech the Brachos Amar Rav Mani, Lo Tehei Kriyat Shema Kala Beinechem Ibnei Sheyesh Bar Ramach Tevos Kiminyan Evarim Shel Adam. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Lamadata Vishamarta Eshali Likrosa Ketikuna, if you have fulfilled meticulously my command to read Kriyat Shema carefully, Ketikuna, the way it's supposed to, Ani Eshmar Shalcha, I'll protect your Ramach Evarim. Lachain David Mekales, and therefore David says, Shamreni ki ishan bas oyin, Omalau HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmor mitzvosai v'chaye. Mitzvah Kriyat Shema is unique because the Ramach Tevos represent the 248 Tevos, which correspond to the 248 Evarim of the person. Through Kriyat Shema, a person is considered as if he fulfilled all the mitzvos. Omalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmar Mitzvosai V'Chayei. Life is given to he who fulfills all these Ramach mitzvos. And it's no accident, no coincidence that there are Ramach, Tevos, and Kriyat Shema. Because once we accept upon ourselves Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos, it's as if we fulfill those mitzvos. And therefore the Rivan says at the end of Makkos, that what does this mean? The kol aver v'aver omer lo asei mitzvah. There's a certain corresponding relationship between the Ramach Evarim and the Ramach Tevos. Each one of the Ramach Evarim says, fulfill a mitzvah that corresponds to me, to this particular aver. So there's no question as to why this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is singled out as considered Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs, because the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is Miyuchad B'Mino, it's very unique, because it is the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. We accept upon ourselves the sovereign rulership of the King, and through this mitzvah we're ready to be Mekabel each and every one of the Gzeros of His decrees, and therefore mitzvah Kriyat Shema really prepares every single Jew for the Kabbalah of all the Torah and all the Tariq mitzvahs. Mitzvah Kriyat Shema really incorporates within it the observance of the entire Torah, because through Kriyat Shema, the mitzvahs are given, the mitzvahs are appropriate, they're meaningful, the decrees of the Melech are something that we can implement. Kriyat Shema, you could call it the base yad, it's the source of all the mitzvahs, and therefore the Ramban says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Se'alef, Aval ha'emuna v'mitzius yisala hu ikar v'ashoresh v'menu noldu ha'mitzvus. If Himirtz Hashem will be makabel o malchus shemayim properly and with the right intention to really commit ourselves, to dedicate ourselves to the Melech, accept upon himself, upon ourselves his rulership, then Hashem, Himirtz Hashem, will consider as if we makayim all his gzeros, all his mitzvahs, and will be zocha to be as gold, the mayor of the neighborhood.